AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, which is asking the National Guard for Humvees to get through what's expected to be a historic snowstorm. It'll begin tomorrow and move up the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
We're looking at the highest amounts of snow, upwards between 2 and 3 feet, across western Virginia and into portions of perhaps central Maryland.
The Washington area got just a light dusting of snow yesterday, and our Sandy Kozel says even that was enough to trap many commuters in a nightmare.
The awful commute came out of nowhere, a light dusting of snow which fell on untreated roads just as people were heading home during the evening rush hour. All those tires turned the snow cover to ice, and then the trouble snowballed. I can attest that at 11 o'clock at night, traffic heading out of D.C. was still bumper to bumper. People say it took them hours to get home.
Millions of Americans are in the path of tomorrow's big storm from Arkansas to Massachusetts. And although Washington's in the bullseye, the other big East Coast cities, Philadelphia, New York, Boston among them, are also expected to get heavy snow and strong winds. Now to those three Americans who were kidnapped in Baghdad last weekend. U.S. intelligence believes the top suspects are one of two powerful Shiite militia groups. The U.S. is working with the Iraqis to try to find the kidnapped Americans. A British judge is pointing a finger at Russian President Vladimir Putin in a bizarre murder in London. The judge says Putin probably approved a plan to kill former Russian Security Service agent Alexander Litvinenko, who died after drinking tea laced with poison at a London hotel. Asian markets fell today. European stocks edged a little higher after yesterday's big sell-off on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder has promised to clean up the city of Flint's lead-contaminated water. Nearby Detroit Mayor Michael Duggan says he hopes he can do that.
The plan that he announced makes sense. He's going to be judged on whether they execute it. And everybody in this state needs to wrap their arms around the children of Flint.
The children of Flint, Michigan. Local doctors have reported high levels of lead in some of Flint's children. The current version of the SAT college entrance exam has its final run this weekend when hundreds of thousands of students nationwide will sit through the nearly four-hour reading, writing, and math test. A new revamped version debuts in March. The College Board says this new redone exam is more representative of what students study in high school and more representative of the skills they need to succeed in college and beyond. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.